green is gone good.
How do you feel like you're at in terms of your development now?
I feel like I'm right on track. I've got the weight, I've got the strength, speed, and a lot more confidence now that I know everything. So I'm like, probably I'd say like just like right where I feel like I should be. I'm just excited to get started.
What was it like kind of early on? I mean, you're a pretty high-rated guy coming out of school, one of the top players in your state, and having to kind of, you know, sit. I mean, people do it all the time. They call it the process. But what was it like kind of having to go through that?
Well, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. I mean, honestly, because, like I said, like that's what I originally planned on doing. Mm-hmm. Like when I was coming out, I was around like 210, 215 my senior year. So realistically, I knew I was going to at least put weight on. I mean, maybe play special teams if I didn't redshirt, but I really almost even planned on redshirting. So it didn't really hit me by surprise. I always just came in with the idea that I'm going to come in here, work my tail off, and learn as much as I can. And in the meantime, just off the field, just work on my degree at the same time. And I've done that. I mean, I graduated in December. I'm up to 240 now. I know the defense in and out. Sam, Jack, Rabbits, Nickel. So, I mean, it's paid off, and I still have 2 years left. So, honestly, this is exactly kind of how I planned it to be, and it's worked very well for me.
Has your dad played a role in that? I mean, obviously, your dad's a big, strong guy. Did he help you at all? And then the strength part of that?
A little bit. Honestly, most of it really was just extra workouts after practice. I mean, a lot of help from Coach Cochran, Miss Amy, with nutrition. But really, I mean, I just used to work out after practice. I mean, just like a bunch of our guys do. I mean, it's not like it was just me, but I just would go work out after practice just to get extra in and eat as many calories as I can. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. I mean, everybody's like, oh, it's probably nice to be able to eat whatever you want, but you get sick of it, but you got to do what you got to do. And I mean, and I'm just happy where I'm at now.
What kind of feedback did you get from the scrimmage the other day?
A lot of positive feedback. I think I played well. I feel like if I can just keep building off of how I play, it should be really good.
What makes a good pass rusher at Alabama?
Affecting the quarterback. Obviously, explosion, just coming off just like Tim, but I mean, there's different types of pass rushers, but here, I mean, really just, I would say a full, like all-around pass rusher is the best pass rusher here, because I mean, we can't just rely just on speed rushes here. I mean, you got to be able to balance it out with power, have a good counter move. It's probably like that everywhere, but just balance all around. That's what, like right now I'm working on more of a counter move, because I've developed my moves already, but like my counter moves, I feel like I can work on.
Is it hard not to focus just on the sacks? That's something that Saban said a lot about.
Not really, because I mean, I didn't really come here to put up number. If I wanted to go put up a ton of sacks, I would have gone to a small school. And I mean, honestly, no. I mean, I just enjoy getting praised for doing my job, even if I don't get a sack. Like, even if I just affect the quarterback, I know I'm getting in his head. That's my job. I just want to get in their head.
You mentioned praise. Were you aware of Nick's viral rant yesterday, kind of in reference to a question about yourself?
Yeah, I saw that.
Reaction,
Coach Saban,
I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, I mean, it's Coach Saban. But, I mean, I appreciate the praise from him. I just want to keep building off that. You know, where I want to be. I mean, we still got ways to go. I'm just focused on our first game and taking it one game at a time and just doing what I can just to do my job and help this team win.
What do you think the pass rush is as a whole right now for the entire defense?
What do I think it's like?
Yeah, what do you think the pass rush is in terms of how you guys are progressing?
I mean, I think we're progressing just like we should. I mean, we have a ton of guys that can rush. I mean, I know when I first got in here, my first year, we didn't have the most edge rushers. I mean, we had them, but we just a lot of the guys were young and just weren't developed as much as they are now. I mean, now we have freshmen that can come rush on the edge. We obviously we got some of the older guys, but I mean, we have so many people that can rush that, I mean, I feel like we have a very good group of guys that can just go after the quarterback.
What's that? I talked once or twice to us this year about, especially when you guys are kind of forced inside by some of the weather, about wanting to get more practice outside. Is it tougher on you guys or more taxing when you do the whole thing outside?
Yeah, but I mean, it's also more beneficial just because, I mean, you learn how to play in those circumstances. I mean, heat like that and humidity like that, I mean, it definitely is physically a lot more on your body than compared to practicing indoors. So, and we're going to play a lot more. Most of our games, majority of our games are outside. So probably it'd be really beneficial to us to practice outside. But it definitely is a little bit tougher with the heat on you, but that's where you get mental toughness. So we like, you know, we can do that.
How are you feeling physically, and just how much better and overall more capable do you feel now that you've gotten that taken care of?
What, taken care of?
Just getting the surgery to...
I feel better. It was one of those nagging kind of injuries. But I feel a lot better now. Still trying to work. Camp is a big toll on your body. Post-surgery or just fresh as you can be. I mean, so I'm still kind of just working through it, just getting some kinks out, whatever. Feeling best I can every day. And like I said, getting ready for that first game.
What's the best burst off the line? Among the pass rushers, who is the best burst off the line?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. Like I said, we have so many guys that are just so explosive. I mean, ranging from guys in the outside linebacker room, even guys like Rashawn. I mean, y'all seen his explosion. And even like Dylan Moses. I mean, we have so many guys that just have so much explosion. It's kind of hard to tell.
You were looking more at Terrell and marvel at his size and things, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a great body. Yeah, for football, definitely.
I got you.
He definitely has a great frame. I mean, he's 6'5", probably in some change, 250 pounds. I mean, I don't think you could get better measurables, but yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that guy is a great player, smart kid. I mean, he's going to be something. He's definitely going to help his team out a lot. I mean, as long as he just keeps working hard like he's doing, I mean, the sky's the limit for him.
There are a lot of questions about this linebacker group, especially after losing this guys like Ryan, Tim, that have been leaders for several years. What did y'all learn from them, and what's your personal mindset going into a season where you're getting an opportunity to be those guys?
Honestly, I mean, we just learned how to handle ourselves, how to approach it like a pro. I mean, those guys carried themselves well. You know, they came in and attacked every day. They, they were definitely leaders on the defense. They spoke up. They always did what they were supposed to do. So basically, I kind of just learned how to almost have that alpha dog presence and speak up and be a leader out there and just play with physicality and toughness and at the same time do my assignment. And that's what I got from those guys, and it's paid off a lot. So when I go on the field, I kind of just take that in and kind of just translate that to my game and try to be like those guys.
Christian, I know you mentioned that you were looking forward to the first game, but you've got second scrimmage, final scrimmage coming up this week. Is there certain anticipation or anxiety or anything else about this scrimmage?
There's no anxiety. I mean, it's just going out and doing what we do. I mean, we do this every day. I mean, that's what Coach Saban teaches us. I mean, you just do it and so much that it's second nature to you. So, I mean, there's no anxiety. I'm just going to go out and just play my game like I did the first scrimmage and do the best I can and do my assignments and play physical. And that's what I look forward to. And like I said, just keep building off of it, see what I can work on and improve at. I'm just going to keep chopping at the wood.
All right. Thanks, Christian.